Sharpton, Rittenhouse case means right-wingers can infiltrate protests to bait people like him to act violently. He didn't trust cops. By Ian Hanchett on November 19, 2021. On Friday's broadcast of MSNBC's Deadline, White House, MSNBC host Reverend Al Sharpton argued that right-wingers can put people in your protest to bait these kinds of interactions, and a Kyle type can therefore then become a hero coming in with violence and solving a problem that was instigated by people that really wasn't on your side. And also stated that Rittenhouse was the aggressor, looking to do something, apparently not trusting that law enforcement could handle things. Sharpton said, as something that was revealed, but has not been extensively covered, is that they found that when there was some violence in Minneapolis after the killing of George Floyd, some of them were right-wingers that did it to make it look like some of the protesters did some of the violence. I'm not saying some didn't, but they found, I believe it was two instances where these were people that put on hoods and acted that way. And my fear, we do a lot of protests, they can put people in your protest to bait these kinds of interactions, and a Kyle type can therefore then become a hero coming in with violence and solving a problem that was instigated by people that really wasn't on your side. There's all kind of danger that comes out of the signal that happened today. He continued, and I think we need to really talk about this openly and candidly. When you talk about him being offered a congressional internship, he becomes a hero because he stood up. Stood up to what? He went to Kenosha looking for trouble. He was not in Kenosha in trouble. He went there looking for trouble. So, how are you going to make someone who was the aggressor, looking to do something, apparently not trusting that law enforcement could do it? So, he's going to come in and do it himself? And then he acts like he was the one that was holding his ground. His ground was wherever he left from. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.